The flood of 1993 almost washed away this restaurant. The levee saved the building and provided the inspiration behind their best-selling item. We'll head to a place that is baking and mailing pies across the nation on this edition of The American Countryside. The Blue Owl Restaurant sits just a quarter mile from the Mississippi River. In the summer of 1993, the establishment was closed for almost 2 months, as Mary Hostetter and others of the area did everything possible to save their homes and businesses.
We had to build a levee the width of our street behind our building to withstand a crest of 50 feet. That's what they had projected. The water got to 49.9.
The levee held, and when the business reopened, they decided to bake a pie in honor of the levee that saved the town.
Levee High Apple Pie. It's the pie named after the Great Flood of 93, and it actually has 18 apples in every pie. Every slice of apple hand-placed in a deep dish bowl, and we mound the apples, we overlap them so that it's a tightly woven web, almost like a beehive.
The pie weighs about 9 pounds and is literally 12 inches tall. It's gotten lots of national attention, and soon Mary had orders from people who could not drive all the way to her restaurant to get one.
When we first started shipping it, we baked the pie here, and then we shipped it in dry ice. But then we found out it would be much better to ship the pie frozen and unbaked.
The Blue Owl has become well known for its pies, all made from scratch daily.
When it gets really busier, we can make 40 pies, 60 pies. The day before Thanksgiving, we actually have broken our record, and we've made over 300 pies from scratch for customers to pick up and share at their Thanksgiving table.
Today, visitors come here to share a piece of pie. And if they should look out the window, they can see the levee that saved the restaurant and gave Mary the name of her most famous pie as well. Traveling the countryside in Kimswick, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.